The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our special guest this morning is Charlotte Isabey. And as a background for what we're going to be talking about, I want to take you back to 1953. It was immediately after the Second World War. Our boys had fought valiantly. We'd won the war, and the whole idea was we were going to bring peace and democracy and freedom to people throughout the world. And the first thing that happened was our State Department turned Eastern Europe over to the communists, and we even provided them with the plates for our occupation money so that the communists, the Russians, could print up our occupation money and finance their troops and their occupation, their brutal occupation of Eastern Europe. And then we had to redeem the money from the military currency that we'd given the Russians the plates for. And that's covered in a wonderful book called From Major Jordan's Diary. And you have to understand that we even have references to that that have been made in the congressional record, but most people don't know that. And then, of course, the State Department turned China over to the communists. We put an embargo on the nationalist Chinese so they couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world, and the communists never won the revolution war in China. It was our State Department that gave the communist China, and in 1953, a lot of people understood this sort of thing, and they were concerned about it. And so it was that the Democrat-controlled Congress appointed the Cox Commission to investigate and find out what part the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie, had played in bringing communism to Eastern Europe and bringing communism to China and influencing American foreign policy. And although Congressman Cox tried to get some of the truth out about the great foundations, he died. Maybe it was very, very fortunate for the great foundations he did, because he might have gotten the material. Well, anyway, the following year, why the Republicans won Congress, actually that was in 1953, in came Dwight Eisenhower, and Congress then appointed a new commission. It was called the Reese Commission, headed by Congressman Reese of Tennessee, to investigate the great foundations and find out why they had been working to further communism and what they were really doing with their tax-exempt money. The investigator, the head of investigation, was a man named Norman Dodd, who both Charlotte Isabey and I had the privilege of interviewing, and of course we have his interview. You can hear my interview with Norman Dodd, where he tells about going to visit Rowan Gaither, the chairman, the president of the Ford Foundation, who told Norman Dodd that the purpose of the Ford Foundation was they were operating under a presidential directive to so alter life in America that one day the United States could be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. Of course, this was the whole idea of globalism that we've talked about. I mean, the people who have a different worldview, they want a world government, and they want to bring an authoritarian government to the United States. Well, Norman Dodd, of course, did investigate, and a great deal of information came out. And then when tremendous pressure was put on the Reese Committee, and eventually its funds were withdrawn, but not before it found out really how the great foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, had funded Alfred Kinsey's fraudulent sex research. Why? They wanted to produce moral depravity in the United States, and they were funding Kinsey, who was a homosexual and a pedophile, and and totally depraved. And the whole idea was to destroy the moral foundation of the United States. And of course, the Reese Committee found out that the Rockefeller and Ford and Carnegie Foundation were funding the communist movement and the socialist movement in the United States. But we couldn't let the American people know that. And so after the committee report came out and the copies of the report were distributed, a man named Mr. Robert Goldsboro got one of the copies of the report, rather extensive, several thousand pages. And a man came to him, and Mr. Goldsboro told me this personally, and said, I want to buy your copy of the Reese Committee report. And Goldsboro said, what do you pay? And the man said, whatever you ask, I want that copy of the report. Well, apparently they went around and bought up all the copies of the report, because the last thing they could tolerate was for the American people to learn the truth, that we have subversive people working within our government at the highest levels and at the great tax-exempt foundations, and people like Dean Rusk. He was the Secretary of State during the Vietnam War. He came from the Rockefeller Foundation, became the Secretary of State, and then went back to the Rockefeller Foundation as president. And of course, the man who was in charge of the National Security Advisor to Kennedy and Johnson, who got us into Vietnam, McGeorge Bundy. When he left, he became president of the Ford Foundation. They just play musical chairs, and they control our government. Well, anyway, and of course, I've even talked to Mr. Dodd, who told me he was interviewed by someone, a gentleman invited him to lunch from the ADL, and said, Mr. Dodd, I have orders to kill you because you were investigating the Great Foundation. How would you like us to kill you? Well, of course, it was just a bluff. They were trying to intimidate Norman Dodd. And he fortunately survived for many years. I had the opportunity of interviewing him, as did Charlotte Isabey. But 50 years after the Reese Committee report was published, Charlotte Isabey went to Mr. Goldsboro and bought his copy of the Reese Committee report. And it's up on the Internet now, where you can look for it for free. Of course, you can buy it on CD, as I recently have, so we can have it here and we can have this report. It's so important. We have kept in print for many years a book written by the counsel for the committee, the Reese Committee, of Rennie Wormser. The book is called Foundations, Their Power and Influence, one of the most important books ever written, actively suppressed. In fact, I talked to the publisher, who told me they'd even go around and steal the copies off of the shelves of the local libraries. They don't want you to know the truth, to understand that there are subversive elements in our society who hate America and want to destroy it. Well, the information's out there now, thanks to Charlotte Isabey. Charlotte, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Well, we'll get to Charlotte as soon as we get back here. She has done so much. We're indebted to her for getting this up on the Internet so you can read it.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
It's definitely that time of year again. And if your holiday travel plans include a trip over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, or perhaps that island getaway for just the two of you, may we suggest www.gogoldentravel.com for all of your holiday travel plans. Book your flight, your car, your hotel, and a few extras on www.gogoldentravel.com. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and now Charlotte, please go ahead and repeat what you were saying, because, of course, it was coming in through the advertisement. So, I mean, certainly they went out and they bought up all copies of the Reese Committee report, you know, because the last thing they could allow was for the American people to realize the subversive influence of the Rockefeller Foundation, Ford Foundation, Carnegie Foundation, Council on Foreign Relations, these globalists who want to destroy our sovereignty and take us into a world government. So pick up the story.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that I was coming through. Boy, fuck, I didn't say anything bad. I don't hope I didn't. Did I?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about it, you know, then I went into my book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, and I'm looking at this entry that I had. It's in the Noxious 90s. We had different titles for our chapters, and the Noxious 90s was one of the titles on page 265. And it, I'm reading right here. Many quotes in this book point toward implementation of radical restructuring of the nation's schools in the Noxious 90s. The one entry this writer believes best illustrates this plan and how it would be implemented throughout the remainder of the 20th century and into the 21st century is taken from conclusions and recommendations for the social studies. The reason that I'm mentioning this is the Carnegie Corporation, and Norman Dodd was so deeply involved, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Norman Dodd at the end of this paragraph, too, because he's involved specifically in this area that I'm reading about. So the conclusions and recommendations for the social studies, that was printed in 1934, and I'll tell you a funny little story here. When we got all of this research that has been put up on AmericanDeception.com from this wonderful elderly gentleman who was the father of a friend of mine who was in naval intelligence and spent 30 years collecting it, he was independently wealthy, but he was a great American, and this is the research that's up there, including the great report that I did buy from Bob Goldsboro. But when Bob Goldsboro at one time came up and went through our barn looking at the research, and so he picked up this little book, Conclusions and Recommendations for the Social Studies. I had not yet seen it because I didn't know everything that was in our barn. And he said, oh, I want this. And I remember looking in Bob's beautiful blue eyes, and I could see it was a small, dark blue little booklet. And I said, not knowing really how great it was, you can't have it. And I said, you give that to me. We're very good friends, so this was our conversation. So he gave it to me, and this is what I'm reading about, folks. This is this great little book that is also up on that website, AmericanDeception.com. And so I'm going on. It says it was Conclusions and Recommendations, Social Studies, Carnegie Corporation, 1934. This study was funded to the tune of $340,000 by the Carnegie Corporation of New York, quite a sum of money in 1934. Now, of great importance is this. Professor Harold Lasky, the philosopher of British socialism, said of this particular report that Bob Goldsboro was dying to get away from me, quote, at bottom, and stripped of its carefully neutral phrases, the report is an educational program for a socialist America, end quote. An important and revealing excerpt from Conclusions and Recommendations follows. Now, folks, I just want to point out that every single thing that Carnegie has pointed out here that they wanted to do, plus everything that William Foster, chairman of the Communist Party USA in 1932 in his tour to Soviet America, everything that he recommended for education has taken place without exception. So now I'm going to read this quote. The commission, this is Carnegie, was tax-exempt Carnegie, commission was also driven to this broader conception of its task by the obvious fact that American civilization, in common with Western civilization, is passing through one of the great critical ages of history, is modifying its traditional faith in economic individualism, free enterprise, and is embarking upon vast experiments in social planning and control, which call for large-scale cooperation on the part of the people. That was page 1-2. Cumulative evidence supports the conclusion that in the United States and in other countries, the age of laissez-faire in economy and government is closing, and that a new age of collectivism is emerging. Now, I went on, we're going to say here, the late Norman Dodd in 1986 made an extremely pertinent and important observation regarding Americans' growing preference to think and act collectively and the resulting dangers. Mr. Dodd's comments were made upon his receipt. We brought him to Washington in the Senate caucus room. Dear man, dear elderly man, he died shortly thereafter. And we gave him the National Citizens Alliance Americanism Award. And that was right after Ronald Reagan had signed the education agreements with the Soviet Union. And, of course, Norman Dodd was shocked but not surprised. You know what I mean? He'd been waiting for it to happen because he was the research director, and he knew exactly. He had been told by Rowan Gaither that the purpose of the expenditure of the money was to merge the United States with the Soviet Union. And so, but it happened. And so we brought Dodd in, and the award recognized his courageous work as research director for the 1953 congressional investigation. And in Dodd's words, he said, if there's time before the break, Stan, I don't know, is there?
Well, go ahead. Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What is happening, and you have to remember he's elderly, and you may not be able to completely understand it, but it will be on tape. What is happening, I can best explain by describing to you where you would end up if you could sponsor a resumption of the inquiry into the effect of foundation-type organizations in this country. If that were to be done, you would come into possession of proof exposing a fundamental truth which has never been put into words. I shall try to recite that truth to you, and you can take it home and act on it as a premise. This truth is that whenever a people show by their actions that they prefer to think and act collectively, their dynasty becomes a reenactment of the story of the fall, as told to us by God through Moses. We are now in a position where we can see that it is that dynastic effect which you are experiencing today. We have a task, and that task is to sponsor an inquiry which would pull out into the open the proofs which show that it is that dynasty that is being worked out by us as a people. We're doing it ourselves, unwittingly, in complete ignorance. I wish I could help you. Think about that truth, because it has never been put into circulation, which is what we're talking about today. It now deserves to be, and it is persons like yourselves who can contribute to the circulation of that particular finding which the foundations, in their zeal, have actually made understandable. The foundations, have made a mistake. The mistake they have made is now represented by their determination to cooperate with the Soviet Union educationally. Now, he thought, good, I'm glad he died, thinking they'd made a mistake, thinking that they were going to be exposed, right? They weren't, because they have so much money, you know, they can easily, they can get whatever they want.
I mean, we're talking about the richest men in the world. But I think the one thing that Norman Dodd and most people have missed is that Andrew Carnegie and Henry Ford and the Rockefeller family were deeply involved in the occult. And until you understand the spiritual element that is working behind the scenes, you can't understand anything else because it doesn't make sense. Why would a capitalist like Andrew Carnegie be working to promote socialism? Why would Henry Ford do everything he could to help the communists building a motor plant in Gorky in Russia and then doing everything he could to help Adolf Hitler, who supposedly was an anti-communist and fighting communism? And, of course, why would the Rockefellers be doing everything they could to destroy the capitalist system that had given them the great wealth? And, of course, it's the spiritual force that energizes these people towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader. Don't forget the New World Leader, because we know who he's going to be. Go ahead, Charlotte.
Well, I think that's true, and it's very interesting that the individual that I knew, that I got my documents from, he had a tremendous collection of remarkable research on the occult and the Masonic. Unbelievable. I think the Masonic collection, Paul Fisher, Fisher is, of course,
behind the lodge door. We carry Paul's book.
Yeah, he told Bob Goldsboro and me that the collection that this individual had that I got all the research from was the finest in the world.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he is.
Well, why don't we get him onto our program?
Well, he's quite elderly, and you know what? I could put you in touch with him. I don't know whether he would. It might be really a good idea. I'll try
check
to
it
do
out
that.
To see.
Dan, you keep bugging me on that. But that collection, the Masonic collection, as he said, was the he'd never seen anything like it. Now we've put all those books on the internet. Everything is there. The individual I'm talking about, who was intelligence, he also had probably one of the best collections in the world on the New Age. Annie Besant, the whole New Age movement and the occult and everything else. So that, is up there. You know, I warn people. I say, look, go in here with your eyes wide open, huh? Because this is hot stuff. And, be careful. It's evil stuff, and it is up there for people to understand how evil.
That's at AmericanDeception.com?
Yes. A great deal of that research is up there. Amazing. The Book of the Dead, for instance, out of Egypt, right? And volumes and volumes on the Masons. It was through this other gentleman who was probably Norman Dodd's age, and I think he knew Norman Dodd, the father of my friend. There were these individuals back in the 30s and 40s who had a tremendous understanding of what was going on. Those years were, so, as you know, Dr. Stan, so important. And there was a lot coming out then because the press wasn't yet totally in control of everything. And, for instance, that quote of David Rockefeller's is so remarkable just a few years ago in Baden-Baden where he thanked the press, the major press. We know now, watching how they don't talk about Ron Paul, but he thanked them for keeping all of this information about the goal of the insiders, the one world satanic government, a secret from the public, from the American people, as well as the rest of the world. And he thanked them. David Rockefeller thanks CBS, ABC, NBC. Thank you for your cooperation. And, when people tell us we're conspiracy freaks, come on. I mean, the big conspiracy is right there, that they have not told the people the truth. And they knew if they did, of course. We could have changed things many years ago in this country if the American people, pathetic as it had been, provided the truth. Now, what's happened with this great Ron Paul movement, God bless him, is that the young people really, and they're computer techies, right, and they really know how to use the Internet, the young people are, if possible, they're going to make it possible for us to turn this country around because they're on the Internet, and they don't watch the nightly news. And they're going to vote for Ron Paul. And the people over 60 who are retired and good Americans who voted for Goldwater and all this and that, they don't even know what a wonderful patriot we have running for president, because the major media can't afford to tell them, because they, who are Goldwater people, would vote for Ron Paul, especially since Goldwater's son has come out and supported him. But the media is a bit in trouble now, Wolf Blitzer. Huh. The big question that he asked Ron Paul yesterday after the Iowa debate, you probably saw it.
No, I didn't tell us about it.
Did you see it? Oh, they were dying. I said to my husband, you know, the most important question for the insiders sitting in their palaces or wherever up on Rockefeller Center who are determining what's the key priority is, would this guy from Texas, Ron Paul, consider, if he doesn't get the nomination, running as an independent? That is the one thing they are terrified of. So
Blitzer, we'll be back in just a moment with Charlotte Isabey here at the American Freedom Center.
Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Charlotte Isabey. And before we go on, Charlotte, would you like to get your website out there, both websites, your Deliberately Dumbed Down website and American Deception?
Okay, fine. The website that has my book on it, as a free download, by the way, 700-page book, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, that is, the website is deliberatedumbingdown.com. And it has all of my articles that I've written the past few years are also on that website. If you click on articles, the other website, which is the one Dr. Stan was talking about earlier, is relatively new. We put it up it's almost 2 years now, I think. Yeah, time flies. AmericanDeception.com, and that website has about 90,000 pages very important documents, books, government documents, unbelievable collection, dealing with education, politics, Reese Committee, the occult, the Masons, history, you name it, vital information that has been pretty much hand-scanned in. A lot of laborious, tedious work by my son. It's not easy. These are hand-scanned, you know, it's like sitting at a fax machine and putting in 90,000 pages. And he does that, and it's a remarkable website that you can find pretty much. Major Jordan's Diaries, for instance, is on there. Bella Dodd's marvelous book, School of Darkness, that is absolutely unavailable anywhere. Jordan's book is pretty unavailable, too. There are incredible books that detail by the individuals themselves who went through it, like Bella Dodd was the head of the Communist Party education section in New York City in the 30s and 40s, and she is the one, incredible, that informed, after she came out of the party, the public at a hearing, I believe, that, and her hearing with her testimony is in that book, in the Dodd committee hearings, or research committee, Reese committee hearings. Bella Dodd made a very interesting comment about when she could not get instructions from Moscow in regard to what should be done. She was instructed to go to a very big hotel in New York City. I think it was probably the Waldorf Astoria.
Yes, it was.
And go up to the towers there, and there would be very important men who stayed there who would give her instructions, which
these
obviously...
Some of the most wealthy men, capitalists in America, give the head of the Communist Party instructions.
Yes.
That's what most people have never understood. The Communist Party in the United States and in Russia,
yes,
was directed by wealthy people in the United States. We couldn't let, of course, the average communist know that, because they hated the wealthy capitalists, not understanding their movement was being financed by them. They were the enemy that would rally the American people behind the wealthy capitalists. That's what it was all about. That's why we have to spend more money for our military than all of the other countries in the world together put together. Why? Why? They're protecting us from the wicked communists out there who want to take away our freedom, but it's the very capitalists who are taking away our freedom step by step by step as we move towards a totalitarian government.
So diabolical. I think that, you know, people overlook the comment that Gorbachev made in London a few years ago. I just keep beating a drum on that one. It's so important because how could, unless Gorbachev has lost his mind, I don't know, I doubt it.
Well, he's deeply involved in the occult.
He said that the European Union, upon which the North American Union and all the other regional unions that are being created right now, the European Union upon which the NAU, North American Union, is modeled, is the new European Soviet.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, that means that the North American Union is the North American Soviet. And so he has absolutely confirmed what you're talking about, what I'm talking about, that the goal is this collectivist, communist, fascist, corporate merger, all working together for the new world order. And he said it. But isn't it interesting how nobody wants to pick up on that quote of his?
No.
They don't want to face the fact that we are looking at the complete change of our form of government from a Republican form of government with a constitution and protections to a collectivist Soviet council form of government. And the word council sounds innocent, doesn't it? But it isn't innocent. If you go to your dictionary, look it up, it says a Soviet.
And of course, what is going on in America today is the Bush administration is passing all sorts of new laws to take away our freedom in the name of protecting us from the wicked Osama bin Laden and the terrorists who want to take away our freedom. And what's incredible is the American people are going along. with the Military Commission Act and the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act, and the president, you know, allowing torture and encouraging torture. And where is the outcry from our Christian leaders?
There is none. And I think the American people are totally uninformed because of what we were talking about earlier, the major media and the education system, of course, was completely restructured way back in the beginning of the last century to bring about this complete change in our form of government. I don't know how many people out there realize that the teachers and our children all have never been told that our form of government was a republic. They've been told that we have a democracy. And you could get in the biggest argument with a professor in a university over this. In fact, I think that, and I hope I'm not making a mistake here, but I believe the new Supreme Court Justice, John Roberts,
yes,
and I hope I'm not wrong here, but I know that one of the Supreme Court justices referred to our country as a democracy.
I know. I think you're absolutely right. And the thing is, we have a little pamphlet we put together. We Are a Republic is the title to it. People need to understand what the difference is between a republic and a democracy, and why democracies always end up in dictatorship, and republics, at least our form of republic, allows people to be free, because it restricts the power of the federal government over the lives of the people.
Can you explain quickly, you know, Dr. Stan, you're so good at these things, for the average listener, what a democracy is versus our form of republican form of government?
Well, a democracy, of course, is, you know, is simply the majority
yep.
will determine what the rules of the land are. I think somebody described this as, two foxes negotiating with a sheep as to what we're having for dinner.
Yeah.
A republic would be a situation where there are laws against eating sheep and all the sheep are armed.
Well, I love that.
That's a simple little explanation, but you have to understand that democracies have been tried in ancient Greece and in ancient Rome and time again, and they always result in the dictatorship. Adolf Hitler was democratically elected to office. Is that what you really want? We'll be back in just a moment with Charlotte Hesemann.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. God.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Charlotte Isabey. And people do not understand. We have subversive elements working at the highest levels of our government, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers. They are all subversive organizations intent upon changing our form of government without the constitutional amendment process, simply little bit by little bit planting their people into key positions. They're changing us from a free society, a republic, into a democracy, and of course doing away with our constitutional guarantees of freedom and massively expanding the power of government to create a dictatorship where everything is regulated by the federal government. And most of what's going on today is frankly unconstitutional, and that is why they hate Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul. He talks about the Constitution. He talks about maintaining our sovereignty. The people on the other side want to destroy our sovereignty and merge us into this world government under their control. Go ahead, Mo.
Well, you know, it's really interesting how popular this guy, Ron Paul, is overseas as well. Those individuals in various foreign countries who don't like what they see, this globalism, the loss of their sovereignty, their identity, their culture, they also, because of the Internet, they've heard that there is this wonderful guy in the United States running for president who believes in sovereignty and wants to keep their country, keep his country under the Constitution. Well, they would like to hold on to their sovereignty, too. European Union, there are many Europeans who are just, you know, very, very concerned, more than concerned, about the European Union and their loss of their traditions and culture and economies and politics and the flooding of their country with aliens, immigration, etc. And so Ron Paul has become actually an international hero. And I understand this from the Ron Paul people, that they've got Ron Paul clubs springing up all over the world.
Even in Iran, there were pictures the other day of the Iranian students holding up slogans, many of the ideas that Ron Paul was putting forward. And here the Iranian students over there in Tehran are pushing these basic ideas. And, of course, Ron Paul's idea is of individual freedom under God and getting back to our Constitution, which guarantees that and limits the power of government. And most of what George Bush is doing today is unconstitutional. He's sworn to uphold the Constitution, and he hates the Constitution. He doesn't even understand the Constitution. And this is the President of the United States, who is a subversive, a globalist, and wants to merge us into the North American Union and into the world government.
And how can the Christian community, massive numbers of them, hundreds of thousands, millions of Americans who claim to be Christian, good Christians, how can they support this really evil man? I mean, anybody who can read, I'm sure he might, maybe he can't read, I don't know, but he must know that every day, I see it, you see it, Stan, on the Internet, you know, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis, this is aside from our own young people who are dying to implement this evil agenda, that's about it, but the Iraqis, the children, the sick children, they're starving, they bombed out the country, we've absolutely destroyed the one country. Saddam Hussein was a brute, there's no question about it, but it was the one country in the Middle East, and we couldn't stand this, I guess, that had a strong infrastructure, had excellent education, excellent colleges, had all the treasures of our Christian faith, right? Tigris and Euphrates, incredible archaeology. We went in there, we bombed it. One of, I don't know who it was, which top White House official said, oh, well, they're just clay pots. I mean, what kind of a country have we, president have we got that is allowing this really evil agenda
and
to
nobody
go forward?
Has been punished.
And then the Christians themselves, and not all, thank God, but a tremendous majority that got him elected, huh, are supporting this.
Well, we're told President Bush is a Christian. He talks to God every day, but he tells us that the God he talks to is the same as Allah. He talks. We all worship the same God, and he's gone into the mosques to pray. You know, he has brought the Muslim imams into the White House to pray, and he says we all pray to the same God. Well, I don't pray to Allah.
Oh, I don't
Allah
either.
Is not the God of the Bible, and if he doesn't know that, then we have to wonder what God he's really talking to.
Well, what is he doing if he's praying to Allah, and then he's going and killing all the people who pray to Allah?
Well, we got a real problem, Charlotte, and it's about time the American people
stop
and think and realize that their Christian leaders have been leading them astray.
Yes, I wrote a little booklet, and it is on the Internet now at AmericanDeception.com, and people really should go there, and it's called Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. And it's my record of about 25 years dealing with the people I thought were our friends, the neoconservatives. It's a record of Little Charlotte's record of being absolutely shocked every time I tried to do what I thought was right, and having them throw massive boulders in my way. It's called Wolves in Sheep's Clothing.
Well, of course, we've got a real problem in Washington, D.C. The neoconservative movement is not conservative.
Nope.
And it's not neo at all. It's the old paganism. It is a group of people who want power for themselves, and they want to use the structure of America to bring about the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader.
Very
anyway,
well
Charlotte,
said.
Thank you so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure. And I really appreciate so very, very much you're getting up this website, The American Deception. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go there. You need to get the information, the Reese Committee report, the Cox Committee report, the information on the occult, because without that, you can't understand anything going on. We are involved in a spiritual battle.
Being Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Hey, pardon?
Thank you.
God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, that was Charlotte Isabey. Always a pleasure to have Charlotte with us on the program. So we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
and here at the American Freedom Network. And, of course, we do hope that many of you will take the time to go to my website, radioliberty.com, where you can see a lot of the videos we produced. You can certainly listen to our radio programs, which are there live on other networks or on archive there or on MP3. They keep them up for about 6 weeks. And we want you to get the information that is out there. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 1 hour on the American Freedom Network, the other on other networks. And those are the ones that are archived. We want you to get the information and then get it out to others. You have our permission to copy any of the things we've produced, and whether it be the 4 tape sets or the videos, and disseminate the information. Because our job is to try to get people to understand what's really going on. The media is controlled. 5 mega corporations control 90 to 95% of the major media. And so many people out there have no idea what's going on and do not understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle. Now, you should read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or get the CD. And if you're interested in getting 25 DVDs of my talk, The Brotherhood of Darkness, that's 25 for $99, a special offer we're putting out right now to raise funds so we can stamp out 1,000 of them. If you'd like to get 25 copies for $99 plus the shipping, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and as soon as we have 12 or 13 pledges, we'll go ahead and turn out those DVDs. So, Brotherhood of Darkness DVD, excellent, economical, and you can disseminate them and reach other people. Then, of course, we have our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We have our talk on the forbidden secret. What is the forbidden secret? Why, it's been passed down for 5,000 years. It's been passed down through the prophets and the priests and the people who were involved in secret societies. And it tells you how to get great wealth and great power. And certainly, we know that Solon and Pythagoras and Socrates and Plato and Aristotle and Alexander the Great were all privy to this. And this is where Alexander the Great was able to, with 35,000 Macedonians, take on the army of Darius, the mightiest army in the world, equipped with elephants. And how was he able to defeat Darius with only 35,000 men? Why, he is tapped into the mystery. And we actually have quotations from ancient books talking about Alexander and the mysteries. And that same secret has been passed down and exists to this very day. And you can tap into it, but you don't want to, because you are tapping into a dark and sinister force that comes from the other dimension. That's the story of the forbidden secret. You need to get it. You need to listen to it. You need to understand it. And then it is being circulated today by Rhonda Burns, who has written a book called The Secret and put out a DVD called The Secret and featured twice on Oprah Winfrey. We've put together a 4-tape or 4-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret, warning you about this, explaining it to you, telling you about the power that's out there, and pleading with you not to get involved. That's The Secret Behind the Secret. Of course, if you want to hear the testimony of a medium who actually has accessed this, it's called the book, The Beautiful Side of Evil, the 4-tape set, The Supernatural. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And our website, greatfortliberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The American Freedom Network is not...